Inflation rising steadily in recent months at a 22-year high of 6.7% in March. We'll get the latest monthly figures later this morning. Price increases have been most notable for electricity, transport, fuel and home heating oil. But people are also now beginning to notice steady increases in grocery prices. For more, our Agriculture and Consumer Affairs correspondent Joe McGrailey is with us. Joe, you've been looking at grocery price inflation and talking to some shoppers.
Yes, Gavin, it is the case that shoppers are now noticing increases in the cost of groceries, more gradual than the headline-grabbing jumps in things like the home heating oil or petrol or diesel, but significant when it's hitting a whole range of products and you're buying maybe 50 or 60 products in a good shop. And of course, a few cent on everything then all adds up. CSO figures show grocery price inflation was 3.1% in the year to March, a rate that has been increasing every month since December. And we'll hear latest figures from the CSO later today. Of note also, Kantar, the grocery data analytics company, put grocery inflation in Ireland at 4.7% in April compared to 2021, which is translating to a projected €330 increase in annual shopping bills. So what's it all mean to shoppers, to consumers? Well, here's what shoppers I met yesterday at City West Shopping Centre in County Dublin had to say about inflating prices.
Everything seems to creep up 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 cent.
And are you changing the way you shop? Or?
Well, we're trying to. Like, we go from supermarket to supermarket to try and get the best deals we can get. But other than that, there's not a whole lot you can do. You just have to keep buying it.
Do you notice the cost going up there?
Yeah, I do. I do notice the cost going up, yeah.
Are you changing any of the products that you would normally buy?
Oh, definitely, yeah, definitely. You have to change, go for something 5 cents less or 2 euros less, to get something to eat, of course.
Everything's gone up. Milk, meat, bread, everything.
And what are you doing to cope with that? Like, can you change what you're buying, or?
Well, I try to go and get bargains in other stores, see if they're a bit cheaper.
So you shop around a bit?
Shop around a bit, yeah. Try and save a few bob.
They're gone up since when I compare my grocery shopping. I notice around 50% up in some of our family favourites. And I compare the prices in Lidl, Aldi, Don's. I always shop around for offers, but it's hard to maintain.
Do you notice the prices of groceries going up?
Yes.
We did.
Is it going up by much?
It seems kind of 20% even.
Yes.
Yeah. And are you doing anything? Are you looking for bargains now? Or are you changing the products that you buy or anything like that to try?
Just try to be careful.
Yeah.
It's hard to avoid inflation.
Impossible. You have to buy what you have to buy, right?
So there you have it, Gavin. Those people are certainly seeing grocery price inflation and taking some action. They're looking for better bargains. They're shopping maybe in different places and in some cases going for cheaper priced products. Now, in that Kantar survey I mentioned, the company noted a 7.2% fall in grocery supermarket in sales, which it puts down to COVID readjustments as people had been going to the supermarket more often, buying more during the pandemic. But as we can hear now from Professor Mary Lamkin, marketing professor at UCD's Smurfit Business School, overall grocery spending may well fall and purchasing habits will change if prices continue to rise.
If price increases start to bite and become very troublesome for people, then you will see a fall in overall grocery spending. But it'll be probably a fall of, 5%, maximum 10%, because at the end of the day, food is essential. And so what you'll be seeing is a reduction in non-essential things, where people are cutting where they can or trading down a bit where they can.
The other phenomenon that we're noting as well is that private label goods or own brand goods have been rising in popularity and are a feature of every supermarket here, not just discounters like Lidl or Aldi. And of course, own brand goods have come a very long way since Quinsworth back in the 1980s were selling the Yellow Pack range, Yellow Pack still being synonymous, I suppose, with things that are done on the cheap. But it is a fact that many own brand products are now made by the same manufacturers who make branded products. And Dermot Jewell of the Consumers Association of Ireland says there are massive savings to be achieved for consumers by switching to own brands.
Own brands, whether it be in the supermarkets or in Aldi and Lidl, will save you probably about 50% on what you're spending on branded products. So we've got to do two things. One, become price aware again and price conscious, and two, predominantly move away from brands if we want to save money in shopping for food.
Dermot Jewell of the Consumers Association of Ireland there, ending that report by our correspondent Joe McGrady.